This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling sick? It's okay. You got PTO.
Forgot to pay a bill and ruined your credit?
Well, it's only up from here.
The wifey filed for divorce? Damn, son.
I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Ah, we starting in the show every day with Little Victories. DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I have to tell you about my Little Victory. I have had this like neck pain since I was at the gym last week. It's probably from lifting too hard and trying to show off in front of the dudes when I'm lifting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I get in those modes where I'm like, oh, I'll show him. Show that guy in the corner. I'm stronger. So I was probably trying to show off, and I had this neck pain all the way down my shoulder.
And
so for days, I've been stretching and trying to get it out, moving, turning my head, moving my shoulders.
Sleeping
nothing.
Awkward.
But you know what fixed it last night?
What?
New pillow, baby.
Ooh,
all I did was switch my pillow. I didn't get a new pillow. I just switched the pillow I was using. And
rotated pillow.
Mm-hmm. I went, it's the pillow. It's got to be. Nothing else could be doing this at this point. I've done everything. Move the pillow. No more neck pain.
Oh, love to see it.
That is a little victory. I'm sorry, because I've been uncomfortable for days.
Yes. I get that. I mean, you know how I am with some random nags and pains, and how my back can be sometimes where I'm just like, oh, ow. And now for days, I'm just like, oh, trying to stretch it, move it, trying to breathe.
You're
different
always like hunched
funny.
Over with your back out like you're 90, dude.
All right, you all got to get aggressive, okay?
What's your little victory? Sorry, I forgot this was a positive segment. My bad. What's your little victory?
My little victory is small but mighty, and it's a continued fight, actually. So it's only a victory that's going to last about a day, and by a day, I mean it's already done.
What?
But me and the wife re-caught up for the umpteenth time on our mountain of laundry that sits in our basement continuously. And you know what life is like with littles. That mountain of laundry is endless, baby. And but we done. We did it.
It never ends. But I'm very happy for you guys. Congratulations, DZ. That is a feat. And I'm not going to bring up that it's going to be back this weekend, because this is little victories and we're staying positive.
Yeah, and I'm not going to bring up the fact that there is already a load ready to go in the washer, because that's for today.
Of course.
That's for today. That's later problems.
Ah, these little kids. Have kids, they said. It'll be fun, they said.
Who said that?
Nobody. I think maybe we did. I don't know. All right, the question of the day. We probably did. The question of the day is coming up next. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. Es Allie de Zeta.
Ah, Allie de Zeta. Do Why'd you get me with the Spanish? I just ran in the studio with my coffee. Damn it, DZ.
Gotcha. Duolingo check, fool.
Duolingo's mad at me right now. They're like, yo, you better come back. Even Owen's mad at me. He's like, Mom, I'm killing you on Duolingo right now. I'm like, ah. My Spanish speaking needs some help. What's up, DZ?
I gotta say it right now or I'm gonna forget it.
Because
you know we just not really awake yet.
What?
Segment idea. Instead of Duolingo, since we're not sponsored, dual language check. And then I'm just throwing random words out and seeing if people know what they mean, aka you.
Oh.
And maybe we open it up to the callers. Who knows? We'll see. We'll
fill it out. I'm actually in for this. You know I'm always working on my Espanol.
And it keeps us accountable on working on your Espanol.
Yeah, and then everybody can learn with us. Like, who doesn't know basura at this point, basura. If you listen to this show? I mean, who doesn't know? Garbage.
If you don't know, do a language check. Basura means garbage.
There you
trash.
Go. Ding, ding, language check. And if you want, I'll even bring Owen in to teach you Norwegian. No thanks.
No, I'm down.
No, I'm not. I'm not, actually. I'm like, what are you learning Norwegian for, dude? Of all the languages you might need in life, Norwegian?
You just let his little Viking heart breathe, man.
I will.
You let him go.
You let him
politic with Odin's son all he wants.
That was really sweet that you called him a Viking, because he truly is a Viking. His high school's a Viking. Did you know that?
Have you seen them? Them boys are my biggest Vikings, too,
yeah.
So go ahead.
Yeah, if you missed it, Owen clocked in at 6'4 yesterday at the dermatologist, DZ.
Huh?
I had to take Owen to, dude, I'll tell you more during the show. I had to take him to the dermatologist. So by the way, Children's Hospital, shout out to them, but the construction, no bueno, okay?
Oh, you won't. Yeah.
Oh my God, the construction around Frederick and Children's, it's looking phenomenal when you get
in there.
But it is. You got to give yourself time, okay? Don't screw around on Watertown Plank, okay?
And you think you know the building you go into? Don't think you go in the regular route either.
Nope.
No.
Nope. I parked in the garage and then we ran to the clinic and we kept running and running and you know what
and
I'm talking
and
about.
Running
you
and
have
running
kids.
And hit the other skywalk and then the next skywalk and running.
I do have to do an apology tour to the people at Children's.
Uh-oh.
And you're going to love this story. You're going to love it. It'll come up later in the show, okay?
You gonna tell me later?
I really need to have an apology tour today. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm not joking right now. And Owen called me out on it last night. He's like, you're the one doing an apology tour tomorrow when I was yelling at him.
I don't want to know.
Well, you're going to know because we have to. I have to fix it on this show, okay?
Fine. You just sucking me in on this.
The apology tour is coming up. I promise, okay? Before Am I the Jerk, I'll give you that. All right?
I guess we're saying sorry to somebody today.
Yes, we are, DZ, and sorry I roped you into it too. Como se dice roped you into it?
We don't got time for that lesson.
Okay, fine. You ready for the question of the day?
No, I mean, yes,
yeah,
let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, DZ, you're very passionate about clothes, and I'm serious when I say that, right?
I am. I'm a fashionista.
Yeah, you take it very seriously, and you came in the other day, and you were like, Allie, I didn't know I loved this piece of clothing as much as I do. So you want to explain yourself to the crowd and tell everyone what you've embraced in the state of Wisconsin? I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, dog, it took me a while.
Spit it out.
For a minute, I ain't gonna lie. I was against it. Fine. Flannels, dog. I'm in the flannel game now.
You look good in flannels, though.
I know.
Knock it off. So wait, did you never wear a flannel before this year? Or what? How did this evolve into you wearing flannels?
I think it started over the last 2 years, and I couldn't tell you what it was. But I was at the store, and I went, wow. I kind of like that flannel.
Ah, okay.
Huh. And it was just a random one-off where I think maybe it was Old Navy. Shout out Old Navy, gang. But I was just standing there in the aisle looking through clothes because we were in there because my wife Erin was looking for stuff.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I come across this Shacketts flannel.
Yeah, the Shacketts are in right now.
I went, what is a Shacket? Well, come here. Let me look at you a little closer.
It's a flannel jacket. It's a Shacket.
It's a Shacket.
Yeah.
Now, Now, even though the flannel is really what got me into it, the shacket is what's got me in the chokehold. I didn't know I needed it. I didn't know I loved it. And most of them happen to be flannels. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but most of them are flannel.
And
most of them are flannels.
They're in.
And they are in. Oh, they got
me. They're very hot right now.
Ooh, they like 2016 Chelsea boots. Talking about they have got me held up, and I don't want them to let me go. Chokehold.
So you didn't know you loved flannels until now. It's like the piece of clothing you hated or didn't know you needed until now. Do you know what mine is? Do you know what I've been wearing like crazy this year? I've always owned it, but it's my vest. It's my vest with the hood. My North Face vest. And vests are in.
You're not a vester?
Dude, I wasn't much of a vester. I'd wear them here and there, but like I actually would rather wear a vest over a coat. And I don't know when that started for me. I don't know. Yeah. I've always wanted a big coat, and now I'm like, nah, too much work, too much coat. Just give me the vest. And you see, you don't like it because there's no arms, right? Is that why you
hate
them?
There's no arm, and that's my main problem.
I love
why
the vest.
Why do I feel like, and I get it, your chest is what holds a lot of your heat, whatever, but my arms and my hands is what really gets cold. So why would I have my arms exposed like that? And then if I'm just going to put a thick coat or shacket under my vest, then what's the point of the vest?
Right. Yeah. You know what? Fair. I hear you. People love to beat me up about the vest, but vests are in too right now, especially without the hood. I need to get a crop vest because the one I wear is a little bit longer. That's not what's in. The crop vest with no hood are what's in right now. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Those puffer vests.
Those are
vests.
Cute. The puffer vests. Thank you.
I got a couple of those puffer vests.
Those are cute.
I'll be honest, I hate them.
See?
I hate them.
It's not you. I'm into it, though.
I hate them. They cut my shoulders off funny.
Oh.
They're not size right.
You're too buff.
I'm surprised. You're
too buff for the vest.
that's the problem. I'm
I knew
too
that.
Slow.
That was it, man. All right.
Yeah.
Well, DZ, the question of the day is, what clothing did you not know you loved? Or what clothing did you not know you needed because you never wore it and then it just clicked? For DZ, he didn't know he loves flannels and jackets. That was all an evolution this year for you. For me, a vest. I've embraced them. I don't even want the coat anymore. Just give me the vest.
You're weird.
I am weird, but whatever. 414. Tell me something our listeners don't know. 414-533-1037. Now that works for texting or calling. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So the question of the day is, what piece of clothing did you not know you needed in your life? For you, DZ, it was the flannel shacket.
The flannel shacket, that's right.
For me, it was the vest. I've decided my arms are good. Free the arms.
Psychopath.
Free the arms.
Free the arms. This is your hill?
This is my hill. I might die on it. I'm not going to lie. Shelly is calling on the east side, my girl from Walski's. Hi, Shelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, it's good to hear from you. I haven't seen you since I came out to Walski's and opened it up on a Sunday. Good morning. Shelly,
that was a good day.
It was a very good day, and I love my Walski sweatshirt. Thank you. And
the kids were just playing with the Walski's hat y'all gave me the other day, literally. What, no, yesterday. It was yesterday.
So, Shelly.
What about the bowling shirt? I'm curious.
Okay,
That is my bowling shirt. It's going to come out for a very special occasion. Don't you worry about me. Don't you worry about me.
How do you feel about bowling shirts while we're talking about clothing? Did I pick the wrong when I was at Walski's, I picked out a bowling shirt because I didn't want DZ to have the same sweatshirt as me. And so, DZ, did I screw up with the bowling shirt, or do you like bowling shirts?
That's actually funny that you say that because I've never been a bowling shirt guy, but over the last year, I've seen a few, especially working at the Bucks, how they drop some different type like styles of gear.
Yeah,
I've seen like hockey jerseys and a couple bowling shirts where I'm like, am I a bowling shirt guy next?
Maybe.
Am I? Is that my next move after the Shacket craze is over? Bowling shirts?
Look at you evolving over there.
I mean, I already got my Walski's one, so I got one in the barrel ready to go. I just need another.
We got to go close Walski's. Shelly, what is your piece of clothing that you didn't know you loved?
The jean jacket.
Ooh, yeah.
I get down with the jean jacket. You got, if you don't have a jean jacket in your lineup, you're not doing your lineup right. I mean, you should have had a jean jacket a few years ago, but they've evolved and jean denim is in, man.
Definitely a blue one.
Yes.
But then I think you should have a black one and maybe even a tan one.
Yes, and even a black leather jacket if you're feeling like you really want to get it right. Yes.
A little spicy. No, you're right, the right leather jacket, though.
It's got to be specific. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but the jean jackets, those are lit. And to me, they're timeless. You can put that with almost any outfit and just make it look nice. Mm-hmm. And it dresses something down, but still elevates the look. Y'all feel me?
Mm-hmm. Sure do. Well, Shelly, we love you. Thank you for calling. You're so quiet today.
Yeah, it's early.
We're waking up.
All right, Shelly, we'll talk to you later.
Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Let's go to Amber in Hartford. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
What piece of clothing did you not know you loved or needed?
So, it's got to be pantyhose. And this is recent. As of last week, I was traveling to Jersey for work, bought a cute dress. I'm like, oh, I want to wear heels. Oh, my God, I got to get pantyhose?
No.
What? I haven't worn those in 20 years.
Where do you even buy? They still make those? What?
They've evolved. Who wears pantyhose, nobody Amber? This is so Hartford of you. Come on.
This is weird. So, obviously, I bought them, and they came in a two-pack. So, I did a trial run, and I'm like, oh,
Knock
God, let me try to get myself in these.
Right.
Without ripping them?
Yeah.
And I did, and I was like, oh, man, it sucks you in. Now I can see why Tay-Tay is wearing these on stage.
Oh, you got, like, Spanx. Did you get compression?
No, they were pantyhose, but I mean, you can see it holds you in so nice, and, like, it's great, so you can see why they wear them, but...
Okay.
Then I got to run in them, and I was like, screw this.
This is why pantyhose don't work. Okay, Amber, thank you. I was waiting for that moment. I was waiting for that. Nobody wears pantyhose. Amber, you got to get the leggings that look like pantyhose that are leggings. With technology, it's phenomenal that you can look like you're wearing... That stuff. I mean, you
let her wear her pantyhose in peace.
No, I will not.
Leave her alone. No,
It is our job to say, put down the pantyhose. Stop. You're aging us.
Are $30 a pop. So when you get a run in them, it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
If they were cheap, I wouldn't care.
Amber, I can't talk about pantyhose any longer. I got to go. Have a great day, Amber.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, Michelle, formerly of Hartford, now lives in Greenfield because she moved. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. She's on your side, DZ.
Yeah?
Where's my theme song?
Oh, I forgot.
Oops.
Hold on. There's a lot happening around
here.
My bad. Is it in here?
She said, yeah. Forget the question. Forget all that. It's at the bottom. Forget all that.
I wanted to miss you.
And this is why it's firework, because she said, yeah. Anyways, where's my theme song?
And you're just as dysfunctional as we are, which is why we love you, Michelle. I mean, let's be real. This is our show in a nutshell.
I'm over your dysfunction.
Okay, fine. You know what? Fine. Bye. Glad you like shackets. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm actually in my favorite one that I got like 3 years ago. It's like a blue... like, not plaid, but the bigger squares. What is that called? I don't know what it's called.
It's buffalo plaid.
Buffalo plaid.
Wait, I've never heard of this. Buffalo plaid, it's called?
You know, like, the big gray, or not gray, but gray, white, and black, like, Ellie, I'll send you a text.
Okay.
It almost looks like the picnic table tablecloth, but with way bigger squares.
Oh, so it's just bigger plaid squares. It's bigger plaid squares.
Buffalo size.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love them. DZ, you're my favorite today. Sorry, Ellie.
You know what, Michelle?
Yes.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, so DZ, we got this one, and she wrote in as an Am I the Jerk? And you and I both looked at it, and I said, DZ, this is not an Am I the Jerk. This is a What Would DZ Do?
Right. This one got layers on layers on layers. Yeah.
And it's titled, My Dad Won't Be a Part of My Quince. Can I just say, we need to fill in people. There's people that don't even know what a quinceanera is. I was in one in high school because one of my best friends was Puerto Rican. And does every Latin culture have a quinceanera, or is it just specific ones, DZ?
You know, for the most part, if you think Latin America, yeah, they for the most part celebrate quinceañeras. I want to say Mexico was the country of origin. That was like the main people that started it off and celebrated it and permeated it.
Yeah.
But yeah, my little sister had a quinceañera and we're not Mexican.
You're Colombian.
Or Puerto Rican.
We're Colombian. Yeah, exactly. So I was in my friends in high school. I have the pictures to prove it. I was in a puffy shouldered vest, but a quinceañera is like a coming of age, right?
Yeah, it's literally a coming of age, like a bat or bar mitzvah.
Yeah, bat or bar. I had a bat. A bar means a guy. A bat means a girl if you're Jewish. So a bat mitzvah is a coming of age. I had a bat mitzvah. Yes, when I was 13, I had one as well, which is another tradition. Similar coming of age tradition, though, what you're talking about. It's a big party and a celebration and all this stuff. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So, DZ, okay, you ready to hear what her problem is, though? Now that we've educated everyone.
This should be happy and fun, but no, you've got family, a dad going, I ain't going to be there.
That's essentially what she wrote in about. She wants to know if she is off for telling her dad she's mad at him because he didn't want to have any part of her quinceañera. She said it's one of the biggest parts of a Hispanic girl's life to symbolize you moving on to being a woman. And she even wrote in here for us, DZ. She said you have a ceremony at the end of a very big party and you get to include friends and family.
Yep.
And she said, this started all with her stepmom and dad in the kitchen bringing up how excited she was for the big day. And then her dad had a really serious look on his face and he said, I'm not throwing you a quince. And she was like, what? She said in a concerned voice, he repeated, I'm not throwing you one. And so she looked at him and she said, well, my mom's side is going to help and I want my cousins on your side to be a part of it. And then her dad said,
I want this to be a whole family thing.
And he said, I'm not throwing you one. I'm not going to it either. And I'm not helping pay, all because he doesn't want to be around her mom. That's the core of this issue. He said, instead, I'm going to take you out of the country or throw you a different party, like take her on a trip or throw her a different party. That's what he's telling her.
Hey, that is, that is kind of lit, though, the experience.
But she's still upset. She said, so I brought it up. He kept saying no. She kept asking him to be a part of her quince with her mom's side. And he said, no, I'm not doing it. So she wrote in and said, well, am I the jerk for being upset? And I was like, this isn't an am I the jerk. This is a what should you do? I mean, honestly, on what would DZ do? So that's to sum it up. What's going on for this girl?
Well, because the answer straight up is no, you're not the jerk for being upset by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But what you can do is be proactive and thinking and doing something different. Not staying in the mud and dang, because quite frankly, I do think that there is some validity to wanting to adhere to some tradition, and it's cool that this youngin is actually wanting to adhere to that when most of them are going, ew, no, I don't want a stupid quinceañera. Nowadays,
is that the
like,
vibe? Oh, really?
Yeah,
most girls kids don't want them anymore.
That ain't the vote for some kids. Now, the boys, they just started throwing themselves quinceañeras because we've never gotten one.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. The boys get nothing. That never even occurred to me until you just said that. Why didn't that even occur to me?
You get a job application. That's what you get.
And then the girl gets a big party? What's that about?
The girl gets a pre-wedding, basically, is what a quinceañera ends up being, because that's how expensive it is and that's how lavish it is.
Yeah. No, they are lavish. Yes. Again, I've seen them. Same thing.
No, they cash out for them. And that's what the dad is going on his side, going, man, these are so expensive. This is insane. Now I'm going to be stuck at a venue for hours on hours on hours with my ex and people I don't necessarily get along with or people that I don't want to talk to or be around or see, and I get it. So he's going, baby girl, let's do something that's different. Let's take you on a trip. I'll cash out and I'll take you to Europe or I'll take you to wherever. I'll take you to Australia or Hawaii, wherever your little heart desires, baby, but please don't make me go to this party because the daughter's going, but dad, I want our families together.
Yeah, this is
and
messed
I want
up.
Your side.
This is like when you're divorced parents and you don't want to be together, but you have to suck it up because you have a kid together. This is called co-parenting, everybody. Not everybody wants to be in the same room, but for the next however many years, you have to be together. This is part of having a kid.
But do you have to? If the dad is expressly saying, he's not refusing, he's not saying, I'm not throwing you no party, I'm not doing nothing.
True.
He's saying, I will throw you our own stuff on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I will gladly take you out of the country on some big extravagant trip. Please don't make I think he's talking to you like an adult. And if this is a rite of passage moment, quinceañera time, which is what it is, I think you have the time to see your father and meet him on an equal playing field and go, okay, I understand. Can we compromise? Maybe you don't want to be there the whole time. Maybe you don't want a financially invest, but can my cousins still be a part of the quinceañera with my mom's side? Can you still at least make an appearance for pictures for the quinceañera on my mom's side? And then once that's said and done, boom, you fade up into the darkness. Nobody ever sees you again for the rest of the night. And in 2 weeks' time, we're going to be jet-setting to Paris.
Okay, I totally disagree with you on this. I'm not going to... I would let you go because I totally disagree with you. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I think you're way off. I think the dad needs to suck it up, have the party with the mom, and do this for his kid. It's not about him.
Oh, you're tripping. Let me lift the veil from your eyes, because she can finesse not just a party, but probably a trip, and I'm assuming most definitely a vehicle if she hasn't already.
She can make this work for her. She wants her parents at the same quinceañera. That's all she wants.
Well, she's being childish. Tell her to grow up.
414-533-1037. Now, that works for texting or for calling, and we want to talk to you guys next. So we didn't even give her a name because she wanted to be anonymous, but she wrote in. She wanted to be on Am I the Jerk. We're like, no. This is what would DZ do? But basically, her dad doesn't want to be at the quinceañera with her mom. He said, I'm not doing it. I'm not throwing it with her, but I'll take you on a trip or throw you a different party. And you heard what DZ said.
We'll call her Wanda.
Wanda. Okay, perfect.
Wanda's wishing for everything.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Yeah, today he might make it worse because I don't agree with him at all, DZ. I'm just saying. No, it's your
segment.
So, Wanda wrote in. She's about to have her quinceañera, which is the coming of age, right?
Yep.
And her dad doesn't want to be a part of it with her mom. He either wants to throw her a separate party or take her out of the country on a trip, and she just wants her parents to throw her a party together. So... here we are. You said, let the dad take you on the trip. Is that what you said,
trip,
DZ?
Separate party. You could finesse, not saying finesse, but you could get so much more out of this experience by not just getting the party that you're still going to get on your mom's side, but then either going on a trip, doing something cool with your dad, or having a whole nother quinceañera. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't want two quinces? What?
Well, sometimes you just want your parents in the same room. Mike and Racine texted in and said, we're missing info here. We don't know how bad the split was to truly know why he does not want to be in the same room as her mom. Look, they had a kid together, Mike. Okay. They've survived together in the same room before. Okay. Let's stop it.
Let's not assume everybody's life is the same, because that might not be it. And it could be on site with a few people.
If there's abusiveness, fine. Other than that, suck it up and be in the
not
same
even
room
that.
With your ex.
Think about it. It might not even be about the ex. The ex has family and extended. There might be a couple people in that crowd that man has no interest in ever speaking to again.
Mm, I've been there. Doesn't mean I don't go hang out with people for my kids. Just saying. All right, let's go to, how about we start with Mary. Hi, Mary. She's in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you're hearing the story. Wanda wants both her parents at the quince, but her dad's like, nope. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%, because here's the thing. Even if he doesn't want to be around his ex-wife, I think he should do it for his daughter. And here's why. Because I think he needs to grow up and be the adult and show the example. Because what happens in a few years down the road when she wants to get married? Is he going to want her to have two weddings?
This is what I'm saying. Everything in life, graduation, like there's going to be things. That was a great point, yeah. Mary. The wedding alone. If she wants to get married, what are you going to do?
And I just think it's unfair on her part for her to not have both of her parents there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I get that. 100%.
It's about the kid, not the parents. And the dad's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Listen, some parents go to extreme lengths to go, it doesn't matter that you're my child. I feel this so extremely that I refuse to do it. Mm-hmm. Perfect example. My mom straight up has told me and my little sister, one, me with kids now, my mom has gone and said, listen, I don't rock with your father. Mm-hmm. He did me dirty. Mm-hmm. I never want to be in the same room with him again. If he's at AKA Sammy, Danny's birthdays, I won't be in attendance. Mm. Okay, received, mom. Mm. And then she turned around, and I'm out in my family right now, bro.
Yeah.
And then she turned around to my little sister and went, and by the way, if and when you get married, I won't be there if he's invited.
Your mom didn't say that. No.
On my mama, she said it. My mom said that.
I'm going to have a drink with your mom. I'm going to talk to your mom.
I'm just telling you, one single mom to another.
Let me talk to your mom for a little bit because it takes time, DZ. Listen, it takes time. Your parents got divorced later in life, right?
And what if that time isn't there for this father yet? That's what I'm saying. You can't force this, and you can't force. I'm not going to force my mother to be around my father. You can't. Nobody can do that. And if
that's true.
If she's going to miss those experiences,
that part.
And if he's going to miss this experience, she can't put herself at a detriment to now be stressed about it and make it a sour memory in her heart.
I was going to say, that's what's going to happen is she's going to miss out, right? The mom or the dad or whoever's not at the thing because they're like, they can't be around their ex. They're the ones missing out. That's what the unfortunate part. There might be some regrets there. I'm just saying.
And that's why I'm telling her to live it up. You can get so many more experiences by figuring out what everybody's comfortable with. You could literally be around the world. You could go to Japan if you wanted to. You could finesse your father into paying for the craziest trip because he doesn't want to be around your mama.
All right. So, Mary, thank you. Mary says agrees with me, though. Sorry, DZ.
Yeah. I was trying to slay her, but I don't think it worked.
No, you did not.
Nope. All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
So, DZ, I had one of the most awful divorces in the planet. I mean, you know, I got divorced when I was... Hey! That's the babies. I got divorced because DZ's at home today. I got divorced when I was pregnant, DZ. And I still was around my ex for my kids. And it was not easy, but you do that for your kids.
I don't know
what else to say. Like, it sucks, but you just do it.
I know what to say. Some people are strong enough, Allie. You were more than strong enough.
I didn't cry and want to throat punch people and get angry.
That doesn't mean you were strong enough. You were strong enough to do it.
Freak out. It just means I did it.
You were strong enough to do it. Some people aren't even strong enough to put themselves in that situation, in that breath, in that thought.
Stronger than you think. Okay, let's go to Allison and Economwalk because
I agree, though.
It's day two for Allison. Ooh. Hi, Allison.
On a roll.
Woo! Good morning. Allison? Oh, no, this is not Allison.
Heather.
It's Heather and Sherwin. Oh, shit.
Heather! Good morning.
Hey.
Can you tell we're on fire?
Literally on fire. Literally on fire. The studio.
It's getting hot in here.
Fire department. Woo!
Allie, that's for selfish reasons. You just want the fire department there.
Leave me alone. You're right. Shout out Hell's Corners. Pull up. No, I'm kidding. Okay, no, for real. Heather, I guess Allison's not going today. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Heather, what do you think?
She needs to go to her dad and say, are you not going to be there for my graduation, my wedding, the birth of my kids, baby showers?
Yep.
All of these major milestones, because if you're going to make me choose between parents, I'm going to choose the one that's not making me choose.
I like that.
That part.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot, actually.
I do, too. You summed it up really well there. In fact, what more do we say after that?
Mic drop.
Thanks, Heather. 103.7 Kiss FM. Where's my nephew? Hi, Sammy. Hola. Hola, ¿cómo estás, Sammy? Buenos días.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Oh, it's Auntie Allie. Hi, it's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Hi.
Buenos días.
Bien.
Oh, he went back to ¿cómo estás? And he said bien.
Yeah, he's answering first things. You know, he goes in chronological order.
I love having the babies on the show this time of year. I like having them on all the time, let's be real. But DZ, you're actually working from home today because we had to pull an audible, but it works. I mean, if...
You're a baby, Bessis. You're a baby on me photo.
Yep.
What did he say?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Okay, great. I needed the parent translation there, and I had no idea what he said.
No, he was talking about a baby photo.
Let me ask him a question. Samuel, listen. Have you been naughty or nice for Santa? Have you been naughty or nice for Santa, Sammy?
Have you been, ha sido bueno o ha sido malo?
Bueno.
Oh, that makes Auntie Allie happy. So is Santa going to come to your house?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah, he's going to say he's going to throw presents under the tree.
Oh, Santa is, I hope. Okay, well, keep being a good kid. I mean, you already are, Sam. Sammy.
There's a tree.
Yeah, we need we need him to put the presents.
Are you
under
messing
the tree?
Right. Wait, here's a question for you, Sammy. Are you leaving the tree alone or are you messing with it?
¿Tocas los ornamentos o los dejas en paz?
Ah,
los dejas en paz? Mentiroso. He's lying. He said, no, I'll leave him in peace.
Samuel, oh my goodness. Santa's always watching. Have you called Santa on the hotline yet? You know there's a Santa hotline.
Hey, all crazy. His headphones just stopped working. Wild. Bye, Sammy. Bye now. Okay, good
you
talk.
You can call Santa and check in. I'm just saying.
Good talk.
Santa will tell you if you're being... anyway, DZ, come back. Thank you, Sammy. Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Bye, Tiali. Love you.
Love you. I'll see you next week before my surgery. All right, DZ, where were we? So, it's Allie and DZ. Good morning. Lots happening. We weren't joking when we said there's a lot happening on this show today. The babies... under the weather a little, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean...
You're all right. We're good.
Yeah, we're good. God. Thankfully. Knock on wood for us, y'all.
Knock.
It just started where all of a sudden one had a cough and then the next had a cough. Mm-hmm. And when both of them had a cough, we went, yeah, we don't like this.
We don't want to send them somewhere, like, even if they're okay, because then other people, yeah, there's other kids. I get it, dude.
And we get it that it's the season. The weather's changing.
Everybody's sick.
There's stuff going around. It's that time of year. Mm-hmm. But if we can avoid making it worse for ourselves, a.k.a. them, or anybody around them, we're gonna do that.
Absolutely. Well, and DZ, you know, I was at Children's Hospital yesterday with Owen, and I just want you to know, since we're talking about the season and, you know, everybody being sick, he was not sick, but I do have to do a whole apology tour on the show today.
You were saying you got to apologize to some people. Yeah. What's going on?
I'll do it after Am I the Jerk.
Ooh,
yeah.
Snap.
And when I said I had to do an apology tour today, I wasn't kidding. And my kids even called me out on it last night. Speaking of kids, they were like, Mom, when I was mad about something, they go, you're the one doing a whole apology tour on the radio tomorrow. Don't tell us about an attitude.
So what I'm hearing is that it should be you for Am I the Jerk?
Nope. Denied. It is not me for Am I the Jerk, but it is someone who's upset about buying gifts for someone in their family, and I'll leave it at that.
So this is about you.
No, it's going to trigger some people, though. Listen, Am I the Jerk is next. Go take care of those cute babies.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't know if this is going to trigger people. I don't know how people are going to take this, but let me just say she wants to be anonymous and you'll understand why. Am I the jerk for not buying my rich in-laws gifts?
Triggered! I want to hear more, but I got thoughts on it off rip, and I don't even need the context, but give it to me.
It's Serena. I changed her name because she obviously wants to remain anonymous, DZ. Here's what she said. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Please keep me anonymous for obvious reasons. I would be so embarrassed if my in-laws heard this. But the truth is, I'm having a moral dilemma when it comes to buying Christmas presents for my in-laws. To put it frankly, they're rich, and we aren't. We have two little kids. We both work full time. We make it, but we don't have a lot of extra when all the bills are paid. And every year when I go shopping, I get a little annoyed that I'm even buying them anything. Mm-hmm. I expressed this to my husband, but he said, we have to buy them presents because who does that? It's the season of giving, but I can't stand how people feel forced to buy gifts for others no matter what. Seriously. Am I the jerk for not buying my rich in-laws gifts? Serena, I mean, this is such a great moral dilemma because I feel like a lot of people feel this, right?
100%. Yeah.
Like, you my got parents somebody have in way your more. Yeah.
They got bread. They got money. Yeah. They got all the things. They need and want for nothing.
Yeah.
They got it.
They have everything. What do you buy the people that have everything? And not only that, they go out and buy things for themselves when they want them. They don't even, you know what I mean? It's like, what do you even buy?
And then you go, you can even theorize, well, you can get them an excursion or do this. They're paying for whatever they want to do, whenever they want to do it. Right. If they're not doing it already, it's because they don't feel like it.
Right.
That's tough, though.
Can you really
not? Family.
Well, can you show up at Christmas and with no gifts, though?
We used to all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Well, when we were in college, broke.
Okay. Great example.
Said, listen, later in life, mm-hmm. when you guys actually need it, aka high school, and we're entering the stages now, high school, when you get older, when you need bail money, I mean pizza mm-hmm. money, you know, you hit yep. me up. I'm yep. that uncle. I'm the one that's gonna hold you down when the time get tough, mm-hmm. and the tough's gonna get timing, and I'm gonna be there with the perfect timing
right.
at that time.
Right.
But aside from that, we weren't the get presents kind of like aunts and uncles. You were aunt and uncle, I should say, me and Aaron.
Yeah.
So I get it. Mm-hmm. But then again,
yeah.
you do get to a level where the family starts to recognize. And what I'm going to say might be misunderstood, but it isn't about the kids when you're buying somebody a present. My wife and I just had this conversation. We talked about, like, are we going to get each other presents?
Yeah.
I don't really want presents. You know, mm-hmm. I'd rather make sure everybody's good, everybody's happy.
My present, so you decided not to buy for each other, you and Aaron?
No, we decided that it's important to buy for each other because our kids are at a stage where, well, one of them, you know, Sammy, not Danny, our youngest doesn't care. He barely turned one.
He's not going to know
but
what he gets.
But our three-year-old, our toddler, he's now cognizant not just about him getting presents, mm-hmm. but Danny getting presents, and now mom and dad getting presents too. So if we're going to be really honest about it, Santa's presents are Santa's presents, but we want to be cognizant about making sure that he knows we still buy each other things because we love one another.
Right.
And if we're not doing that, he's going to go, wait, why aren't you guys buying each other stuff? I thought that was the weirdest thing that my parents really didn't buy each other presents, and my wife's parents didn't really buy each other presents growing up. We had that conversation and went, weird.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Melissa from Hubertus texted in and said, I've always told both of our families that Christmas is only about the kids and presents should only be given to them. Okay, fair, but the question is then, is Serena the jerk if she doesn't buy presents for her rich in-laws?
I think so.
You say yes.
It's not about the present. Yeah, it's not about the present. It's about everything that encompasses it. It doesn't matter what you give them.
I actually read this and I went, I feel you. You're not the jerk. Like, I know I'm probably going to you know where for that one, but honestly, dude. No.
What? Dude, I agree. No, I know what you're saying. I get it.
The deep down in me, the real honest person's going, come on, this is ridiculous that you're buying rich people gifts that have everything. It's crazy. But it's about the heartfelt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see what everybody says next. How's that? 414-533-1037. Can see your texts coming in, your calls, and you can also leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I can't wait to see which one this one goes today, DZ, because am I the jerk today? From Serena, who wanted to be anonymous, so we gave her that name, wants to know if she's the jerk for not buying her rich in-laws gifts.
Oddly enough, bruh, I could see it going either way because I internally feel it both ways.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and honestly, I do too. Like, as I see both sides, and I also feel like, yeah, if somebody has everything and a ton of money and you don't, it just doesn't seem fair. But that's not what the season's about either. Now, is it?
Nope.
No.
Sure isn't.
It sure isn't. All right, let's...
Yeah, Scrooge.
Maybe. Call me what you want. But I'm going to start with Jamie in St. Francis this morning. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, girl. Which way are you going? Is Serena the jerk for not buying her rich in-laws gifts?
Okay. I think, like you said, it's both ways. But then I think she's not the jerk because if you're rich, like my mother has everything, I ask her, like, what do you get a person who has everything?
Uh-huh.
Right.
So... I don't, honestly, my opinion, I don't think she's a jerk.
Not the jerk.
Okay.
Coming through for Allie today. What?
Okay. But now what are you saying? As long as you guys spend time together, is that enough? Right? Because
yes,
getting them something doesn't make sense. I get that.
Right. So, no, what I would do is if my in-laws obviously were rich, which they're not.
We wish.
If they were, I mean, I would rather bake them some cookies, give them some chocolates, you know, something. I mean, at least I would give them something, but I don't think I would give them a gift if they're...
People probably hate her for having rich in-laws at this point.
Right. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, like they probably buy you dinner every time you go out. They probably pay for everything. What's the problem? No, I'm kidding.
I'd be making sure I'm buying presents so that they buy me better presents.
That part. So true. No, but seriously, you guys, seriously, I can't believe it. She's saying not the jerk. Jamie is.
Hey, justifiably so.
Mm-hmm. I honestly don't think so. Like I said, I ask my mom every year, what do you want and what do you give a woman who has everything? So it's like if
your
you
heart.
Either give her, right.
Sorry, I'm being corny, but seriously.
For real, though.
No, but really, I'm being corny, but I meant that.
She is.
Yeah.
No, it really is. She just is like, you know, I just want all my kids, you know, to do better, even though we're all grown adults.
Yeah.
It's just... That's
well,
just how it is.
Listen, it's not what should you do. It's are you the jerk? And you're saying Serena's
nope.
not the jerk.
Not
the jerk.
The jerk.
Yeah, all right.
No.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right, are we gonna? I'll die if everybody goes not the jerk today. DC.
No.
I mean, even though I said not the jerk, I will be shocked. Next up, one of our regulars. She's been getting in a lot lately. I'm proud of her. Anna's in Milwaukee. We've been doing all this.
Yeah.
Go girl.
Anna's for sure. She's saying jerk. I know
Anna. Anna, you.
I know Anna.
Anna's sons. I've known her. Well, I've been on the air 100 years. So I remember when her kids were little, and now they're older. Are you the rich?
Yep.
Are you the rich parents now, Anna?
No.
Are your 20-year-old boys not wanting to buy you guys gifts? Or no? Is she the jerk if she doesn't buy the rich in-laws gifts?
She's got to say yes.
I'm gonna say yes, just because, you know, like DZ said, it's about the thought. It's not about the, you know, what you're getting them. I mean, even if you get something, you know, like a picture of the kids mm-hmm. or a family picture to them, you know, mm-hmm. it's just nice to them so they know you're thinking about them instead mm-hmm. of just not giving them anything just because they're rich.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like DZ said, you know, if you give them presents, they'll get you a better one.
We are so evil. And that's what makes us calculated, you guys, is that we're only doing it to get better presents. You guys are you're the jerks, man. I'm keeping
it's
it real.
It's the season of giving. It's the season of giving.
We are awful, okay? All of us. We're all going to timeout right now, but we have one more caller, so maybe not. Anna, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye. Seriously, it is cool, though, DZ. Not to get off track, but I've been on the air here so long. It's my 20th year that we have listeners that I remember when their kids were little and they're still listening because they would come out and meet us and now their kids are grown and they call in. I just love it, man.
It's amazing.
That gives me all the feels this time of year. Okay, yep. We have to get back to Am I the Jerk, though. Jennifer is in Brown Deer. Jennifer, congrats. You're the tiebreaker.
Ooh, the juice.
Now, I don't know which way you're going to go, but the question for Am I the Jerk is, am I the jerk for not buying my rich in-laws gifts?
Go. I am going with you, Allie, not the jerk.
Everybody's keeping it real today, aren't they?
For real, kept it a buck, baby.
You gotta keep it real during the holidays. You know, I agree that it's about showing love, but love does not have to come in like a huge monetary amount. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree. Get like a nice family photo. I ask my parents every year, like, what do you guys need, wants? Because they don't need anything either. And they always say, just time. Let's do something together. So this year we went to Snow Globe out in Franklin. That was our Christmas together.
An experience.
They got to see the grandkids
past weekend.
Dancing.
That's
a good time.
What, Franklin Field where the milkmen play, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
so
cool.
So do something together as a family. Make that suggestion. Like, you know, that's the most valuable thing. So
Okay. Well,
no monetary gifts.
People get lost in the monetary value. Yeah, y'all are not wrong.
It could be
jerk.
A craft for. My heart
Let
melts when
make them a gift.
Dude, Hudson brought home a pasta necklace a few years ago, and I cried. I mean, it's a pasta necklace. I don't even know where the thing is anymore, but I cried. That's all parents want is something heartfelt, you know.
And
nowadays,
grandparents, that's going to touch their hearts the most if they get something sweet from the grandkids.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. I know we're not looking for solutions, but have these kids make their grandparents a new snow globe or a new ornament or a new something every year with some homemade cookies. I bet you those grandparents are going to look at that ornament, whatever you give them, like it is the greatest, most expensive, most valuable, whatever in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then they're
mom
the
and
jerks.
Dad, you're still going to get that good expensive gift from the rich grandparents because you're letting the kids make them something sweet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. Well, oh my gosh, whoever texted it in said, remember the will. You don't want to get left out of the will.
Ding, 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 ding.
ding, ding, are all ding, going ding, to ding, you ding. Know where. Okay, bye, Jennifer. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you back.
Bye.
You're the one that said not the jerk. What are you talking about?
I know, but then when I saw that they were crazier than me, I went, oh, we are just awful, man. I didn't say remember the will. I just said keep it real. That's a different thing, okay?
You're mad because we're playing the long game?
Yes, I am, actually. Let me see what else we got in these texts. Somebody said, Christmas presents are meant to give those less fortunate than yourself. Oh, that's a good point. And then somebody else said, my in-laws have a good amount of money, and we still buy them gifts. It's kind of messed up that people think because somebody has money, you shouldn't buy them things. They like things, too, but more sentimental things. Okay. What kind of we hit again, that up a little?
Again, it's the monetary value, but you know what I think it is. You know, it's answered. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's when you know somebody's got money, you think, oh, well, I can't get them a cheap gift. They're going to think it's cheap. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to think, no, you know, they don't care. It's just the act of receiving and having somebody think, oh, I was thinking of you, and this made me want to give this to you. Boom, here you go. Whatever the value.
Absolutely. I will acknowledge some of the people that texted in jerk, though. Lily texted in and said, jerk. I'm sure she's expecting a gift from them at the end of the day. It's the thought that counts. So thank you guys for all your texts. Yeah. Awkward. Okay, well, keeping it in the season, DZ, I do have an apology tour next.
You're apologizing to Santa?
Ooh. No, I got to do an apology tour for something the way I behaved in public yesterday. Just listen, just hold on, okay? Even my kids agreed I had to go on the apology tour today.
Uh-oh.
Just hold on, okay?
It was like that?
Just give me a minute.
Okay, what you apologizing for,
I'm sorry.
Allie?
DZ's at home today, so you can hear the little babies in the background, which I don't mind. And as a single parent, you know I support all of this because I know how hard it is sometimes with kids, especially when people are under the weather or it's the season, DZ. I got you. Don't feel stressed. Especially it's hard to work with kids.
The kids that are sick because...
You're fine.
You want to baby them, and they are babies. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Samuel, listen, I got to tell a funny story to your papa right now, and it involves Children's Hospital, where you spent time when you were a preemie.
When they were checking you for biliary atresia, my boy. Yeah, you remember.
You were there. You know Children's Wisconsin. Hey.
We're gonna listen to Titi Alley, okay?
You ready? You ready?
Put your listening ears on.
Good listening ears. So, Samuel, don't act like this. Don't act like me, okay? Because this is actually an apology tour for the adults. So, DZ, listen to this. Listen to this. Sammy, shh.
Listen. Thank
you. I don't calm anyone down except you, Sammy. Shh. Normally, I get people riled up. Shh. Okay, good. Ready? Okay, here we go. So, DZ, there I am yesterday. I have to take Owen to Children's Wisconsin because he's got a dermatology appointment. And we had to go to the hospital, like the children on Watertown Plain. Normally, we go to the clinics in the suburbs, right? But yesterday, we had to go to the hospital because that was just where we booked the appointment, of course.
Had to hit the main campus, right?
And I hadn't been to the main campus in a minute. And there is so much construction on Watertown Plank. There's so much construction around Freightert and Children's. Everybody knows this if you're in that area or work there. You know exactly. And it's been going on for a long time, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well over a year.
Oh, and when they text you, by the way, to say reminder about your appointment, they even remind you, don't forget about the construction around the hospital. Give yourself extra time. I mean, all that was in my reminder. The construction and everything, okay? So you can imagine when I went to pull Owen out of school yesterday, at the end of the day, he comes out. I'm already late, okay? I was already 5 minutes late, which cuts into our drive time, okay? So
that's 10 minutes drives late.
Exactly. So I already was late picking him up from school. He runs out and I thought, okay, we're good. We still have 20 minutes to get to the hospital. That's tons of time. Well, not with construction and a garage that you got to walk and park and use the skywalk or whatever you got to do. So we, of course, get there. It's 2 o'clock appointment. We're pulling in at, I don't know, 1:57. I'm pulling into the garage at the hospital. And I found the first spot I could. Owen and I ran all the way across to get into the hospital. And is everything okay over there? Oh, my. Poor DZ's working with... I feel so bad. I feel so bad for you. It's hard.
I'm listening, though.
It's hard.
I'm pulled in.
It's hard. And long story short, I was late. Okay, let me just cut to the chase. Yeah, yeah. I was late. But the problem was, I was irritated because I was late. So I was taking it out on everybody else. Okay. And you know how this goes. I'm owning it right now. I'm on my apology tour. So bear with me, everybody. So one, I'm yelling at Owen for no reason. Two, we're running and he's like, Mom, it's okay. I'm like, let's go. We're like running and I go, I don't even know what tower's what anymore because I haven't been here in a minute and now I'm late. And he goes, this one, Mom. I'm like, thanks, Owen. We find the right tower because it really does look different now. Everything's different
over
there.
No, it does.
I hadn't been there.
It's changed up.
So I was like, oh, okay, this is the building. We walk in. Now I got to check in at the information desk because I don't know where the elevators are because everything's different now and I don't know how to get to where I want to go.
You got to stop every 50 feet to ask somebody which direction.
So, it's my fault I'm late, but I did all the check-in online. So let it ensue. I go up to the woman at the info desk. I go, tell me how to get to dermatology. She goes, and your name? I go, Owen, date of birth. I'm like, why? I checked and I looked at her. I go, I checked it online. Why do I have to do this again? And so she hands me a visitor pass and I go, oh, that's why. Okay, thanks. So then I, okay, security, got it, noted. So
oh,
then,
makes sense.
So I take, and I go, my bad. So I take the security pass with my attitude and I go to the, and I go, which way? She goes, that way. Get in the elevators, go up, go in. The computers are not working. So I go up to the next receptionist. I go, hi, I already checked in online. She goes, name, date of birth. I go, why? I go, I did all this online.
And look at my pass.
Any COVID symptoms? Put this online already. And I'm saying this to her with a total attitude. And I go,
got a little tone.
And I looked at her and I go, why do I have to do this again if I did all this online? Why? And
for
I'm
real,
just,
though.
I'm taking out on her and she doesn't deserve it, dude. This poor woman.
She's just working.
She's just the support staff. Like, she's just checking people in, dude.
She's just trying to make it to lunch.
And it's my fault that I'm late and I'm getting mad at everybody. And so I'm like, she's like, oh, I don't know why. And I go, look, I know it's not your fault, but this is crazy. I've stopped twice since I've come here. And so then Owen's like, Mom, chill out. Because now he's getting embarrassed. And I'm like, I should be embarrassed, but I'm so, flustered about being late for this appointment.
You're in it. Oh, you're in it. There's no embarrassment when you're the one. Yeah, you too deep. You got the shovel and you digging.
I'm digging myself a hole and people are probably rolling their eyes going, there's Allie. Look at her. She's a real bee, boy. Look at her barreling through Children's Hospital with an attitude.
Oh, Allie's crazy in real life too, huh?
Well, yeah, duh. But no, but seriously. So we finally get in and it was the best appointment. Owen actually loved his new dermatologist and it was, and she even said, you know, some of his skin issues like the psoriasis may never come back. She goes, he had that when he was like 8. It's possible it may never return the type he had. And it was a great appointment. He clocked in at 6'4", DZ. He just turned 13. I almost fell over.
I need you to mentally and emotionally and actually physically and financially also prepare for this little boy, not so little no more, to grow at least 2 inches per calendar year.
I can't.
At this rate, 3, maybe 4 until he's 17, 18 years old.
DZ.
Allie, you in for it.
DZ.
Don't look at me. I'm not buying him shoes.
Dude,
I'm not.
You can't because he's already a size 14 wide. He's 13. His shoes, I can't even find shoes.
I can't even give him old shoes because at one point, remember, I was like, oh, I could give him some of my old shoes because you're like, he's growing out of them so fast. Mm-hmm. I got plenty shoes that are still nice, plenty wear. I don't fit his shoe now.
I'm going to Ross and TJ Maxx and buying them on clearance because he's growing so quick. Look, the point is,
Ross sells size 16s. Remember that.
Thank you for that. I needed that tip. But let me just say this. I'm sorry to everyone I was rude to yesterday. I was emotional because I failed and I was late and I was wrong. So I just want to take accountability. If I was rude to you yesterday, my bad. I know you were just doing your job. Oh, I feel better now because I really did feel bad. And by the way, I went to dinner with the kids. I'll leave you with this. You'll crack up at this, DZ. I took them out to dinner last night and we're sitting there. We started again. They were doing something. I go, why don't you respect me? Why don't you guys listen? I mean,
You was on a kick.
And at one point, Owen turns to me and he goes, Mom, I mean, sometimes you're a little, I go, what? He goes, I mean, you're doing a whole apology tour on the radio tomorrow. What does that tell you? And I looked at him and I go, touche. Touche. You know what, Owen? When you're right, you're right. I can receive it from my children, and that's how kids keep you humble. And that's all I'm going to say about that, DZ. So,
well, there it is.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I respect you for being grown, mature enough to realize. Listen, I was in a moment. Maybe I was slightly hangry, and I was definitely running late. So my bad, y'all. Love you, children.
Thank you, guys. Love you so much. All right, we're going to do a little year in review coming up next. Sound good?
Sounds great.
We're going to move on, and we're going to be positive. I'm going to remind you some of the things you forgot about from this year. You're going to be blown away. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa, huepa.
Buenos dias. So, DZ, you're doing a great job. I just want to tell you that. I really did. I know we're going to get into the year in review, but I'm a parent. I'm a single parent. I'm watching you try so hard today to work from home. It's hard, and there's a lot of people that work from home with kids, and it sucks, and it's not every day, but sometimes you're in a pickle, and you do your best, and you know what? Are you not entertained? We're here to do a show. We're doing it either way, so.
I just wish you guys could see it live, and I'm glad I took a before and after picture of what my office space looks like, because the studio today for me looks a little different, and it's definitely messy. Let's just say that.
Well, you're doing a great job. Don't stress out. It's hard with littles, especially with a 3 and a 1-year-old, which is what you have. So I feel you.
Home under the weather, bread.
I feel your pain. Well, let's talk about some of the things we forgot about this year, because next week I'm having my skin removal surgery on Tuesday. So, and then I'm out. So we're not going to be able to do any more of these year in reviews. And then I'll be back at the new year.
I'll be here by myself.
No, well, everybody's going to be off for Christmas anyway. There's just a week there. You better take off too, at least, please.
I know. I'm gonna be talking to myself, because you're not gonna be here, and everybody else is gonna be off too.
So, they'll call you. Don't worry. Do you have any big memories from this year? Because when I look back at the year in review 2024, one, I blinked and it's over. I don't even know what just happened. But like in May is when Bennifer broke up. Ben and Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck called it quits in the summer. Remember that? That happened this year. Taylor Swift finally went to the Super Bowl in February right after her tour. She ran over and supported Travis. Those were some of the first, you know, we got to see a lot of moments with those two. They shared their first kiss this year. All that happened.
Oh, yep. Wow. That was this year?
They shared their first kiss in front of people, I should say. Like, publicly.
Got it.
Makes sense.
First public smoocheroo.
Yeah, the Eras tour was on fire. The word of the year, brat. Characterized by a confident, independent, and I don't know. I heard it over the summer. It was one of those words. It had to be a TikTok thing.
Spell it?
Brat, B-R-A-T.
You mean Johnsonville Brat?
No. Different. No.
Hey, we in Wisconsin. You're going to have to be specific around here.
It might have come from Charlie XCX's Brat Summer album. I don't know. Listen.
No. I'm joking. You obviously know I know the word.
Some of the big trends this year, demure and mindful. Oh.
Very curtsy, very demure.
Mm-hmm. You remember when demure and mindful was a trend, and then it got to the place where people were angry about it and they didn't want to see it anymore? It was the quickest spin I've ever seen on a trend. They were like, stop overusing it. Everybody got mad about that.
People should have been more mindful. Mm-hmm.
September's when we met Chapel Rowan, who became one of the biggest artists of the year because she opened up for Olivia Rodrigo.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was this year.
This feels like we've had a lot happen in one calendar year.
Timothy Chalamet, we got to know him this year. You know, he was dating Kylie Jenner. I'm going through all of these. We had an election in November. I mean, it's like that was less than a month ago.
I know some people were quick to block that out. Very quick to block that out.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, we got Wicked at the end of the year. And Gladiator 2, Moana 2 came out. That made $600 million this weekend, Moana.
Gee, when I say it has got these kids in some different kind of chokehold, I don't know why The Rock released another movie. He ain't have to.
Seriously. The big winner, though, at the Oscars in February was Oppenheimer. But here's what you're going to forget. Barbie was also big at in the beginning of this year. That's what Billie Eilish was performing. She was performing her songs from Barbie in February. That's some of the stuff that's happened this year.
Even though it was last year.
It was Barbie.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. The numbers didn't hit until this year.
Beyonce released her country album this year. We're talking about the year in review, just little things you might have forgotten about. That
Be honest, so many things felt like a blur just because, you know, my personal circumstance of some things that happened. You know, we had a scary situation with my wife. If you've been following the show, you know, I had to take some time away to help my family heal and make sure we were all good and we're blessed to be alive. And
you had you had a traumatic summer. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It was messed up.
When I say things kind of meshed together at one point, I'm going, all of this happened?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm catching myself going, no, that wasn't this year. Yeah, it was.
Oh, in April, Taylor Swift dropped the Tortured Poets Department, then dropped another 15 songs 2 hours later. You know what came out on Netflix? Baby Reindeer in April. Remember that weird? Probably not. Don't go back. You're better off.
I don't remember it, and I don't think I want to put it in my mind.
That's fine. You're better off. But I think we should do kind of the year in review throughout the show, because so much stuff happened. We'll keep doing it on the show until the end of the year, don't you think?
We should do a KISS year in review, our own. What did we do this year?
We could even have awards. We could even be like the funniest regular. The funniest voice message. The funniest text message. The worst regular.
Yeah. No, we can make this a whole thing. Listen, our gears are turning.
Oh,
I like
my
this.
Gosh. The Ally and DZ Awards?
The Year in Review Awards?
The Ally and DZ Year in Review with awards.
Sponsored by who? Huh?
Nobody. Sponsored by...
Somebody's got to pay
somebody's
for the awards.
Somebody's rich in-laws. If you were listening to Am I the Jerk, you know.
Sponsored by somebody's rich in-laws.
Yeah. Ooh, these are the moments where we just think we have great ideas, and I don't know, DZ.
I mean, somebody else in the car went,
103.7 KISS FM, it's Ally and DZ. For real, though.
No lies detected.
I mean, this is her moment. She has so many good songs right now. That is Bed Kim, and it's Ally and DZ. Good morning. All right.
Buenos dias.
Okay, so we have to bring up something on this show that has to do with the holidays and romance. Are you ready for this?
I think so. It feels fitting, yeah.
It's a hot take on a hot take Tuesday, which I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
Hot take Tuesday. Might even start a new thing on this show. The hot take Tuesday involves one of our regulars, and I'm going to call him out because you know he'll call in as soon as he hears his name. Tony and Racine. He's got his own theme song.
Shout out, mascot.
Tony called us one day, and we were talking, and he said, you know what I think? I think proposing at the holidays is lazy.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you hear babies in the background, DZ's working from home today. Just know this is how parents live, okay? You got this, DZ. You're doing a great job.
Just ignore them.
My nephews are perfect. So Tony and Racine called us and said proposing at the holidays is lazy. How do you feel about this? Because I have thoughts on this. I do. But I want to know how you feel because you're the married one.
I may or may not have proposed around the holidays, so I may or may not be offended.
Wait, did you propose? Wait, you didn't tell me this when we talked. Wait a minute. Stop it. Did you propose at the holidays?
I did.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We're going to get Tony on the phone. Oh, this is hysterical right now. You proposed at the holidays? Tell me everything. How did I not know this?
There isn't much to tell, man, because It was just a situation where, you know, I had already had the ring. It had been in my possession. And I was just kind of going, man, when do I do it, right? And it ended up being not even on a specific holiday, just around the holidays, right? Mm-hmm. And it was because my wife and I, now then girlfriend, pre-fiancé.
Yes, you and Aaron.
We were trying to establish our lives and looking for jobs and planning a move, and things were busy, right? It was hectic, and I had just graduated college and was finishing up, and Aaron was still in school, so we were doing a lot of driving around. I was interviewing for different jobs.
Yeah.
And I just went, man, I got to just do it. And I'd like to be dressed nicely for it.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, I was slumming it 24/7. Not that much has changed. I'd still be wearing sweatpants and hoodies.
I know. Let's not act like we're sophisticated folks over here. But DZ, you were just out of college. You were young. I mean, you know, not young, but you know.
But young, right. And working on that college budget for the clothing, too. So
I wasn't always dressed to the nines when I needed to be. Mm-hmm. But for these moments, I went, well, I'm going to be dressed really nice because I got this interview in Madison, mm-hmm. of all places, Madison, Wisconsin. Like, y'all don't know.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I ended up going in and saying, you know what, man?
Danny hates this story. Nice. Danny hates this story. Your son despises
it. Chase.
He's like, Dad, this story sucks. This is how you proposed to Mom? This sucks. No, I'm kidding. Danny, now he heard me.
How'd she stay with you?
Danny heard me. Danny, stop being so rude. Your dad's telling a story. Go ahead, Papa. Oh, poor thing. Long story short. Yeah.
I'm on. Long story short, I end up proposing, brought her with to a job interview because I was going to be in a whole suit and tie for the interview, mm-hmm. and I wanted it to be nice. So I set it up to where, you know, she just hung out while I did my interview. Mm-hmm. We got lunch afterwards at the mall nearby. I went into the jewelry store and went, hey, y'all, I need you guys to help me with the proposal. So I had them set up with a camera, all the good stuff, and they recorded
the
proposal.
Wait, there's a video of this? Why have I never seen this?
I don't know why.
You better bring this in.
I literally pretended like we were still ring shopping, quote unquote, but I had the ring in my pocket. Mm. And they recorded me. I was like, oh, that's the ring you want, right? That's the ring? And then she was like, yeah, that's the one. And I said, no, it's this one. And then I got down on one knee and was like, baby.
And then you said, be my wifey, baby.
So Do I think it's corny to propose around the holidays?
I think that's a no.
And now
Tony and Racine's going to get it for saying that, dude, because he says it's lazy. Danny.
And you made my kid cry.
He's mad at Tony. I don't blame him right now. Poor DZ. He's got sick babies. My little nephews. Okay, well, we're going to continue the show. I'll turn this down for just a second so DZ can help out the baby. And I will say, coming up next, we're going to talk about this. DZ, take care of Danny for a second. We got this, all right? This is Teamwork Makes the Dream Work. DZ, these moments will make us all closer. Do you like my motivational quotes? Don't say anything. Your mic's down. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And just a reminder that you can still win a trip to New York City on our website at 1037kissfm.com through this week. So that's kind of cool. Good morning, DZ. How are you doing? Buenos dias. He's like, how am I doing? How am I doing? Actually, hold on. The good news is...
Good morning, buenos dias.
Good morning.
Because FM was the word.
Well, you know, we were just talking about how Tony and Racine... Let me pull this guy up. Finally had the guts to call in. Finally.
Okay.
Yeah, you
sorry,
heard,
I work.
Oh, please. No, you don't. You do not. Hi, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. DZ's struggling.
Poor guy.
Yeah, the babies are sick. Long story. We don't have time for all this. But anyway, Tony, we were just talking about you on the air. We were talking smack because you said proposing at the holidays is lazy. Do you remember that conversation?
It's not lazy. It's more cheesy. I remember.
Okay, well, Tony wasn't listening. Tony didn't realize what we just talked about. So go on, Tony. It's cheesy. What else? Go on.
No. You ain't putting me on the spot.
Too late, because you just missed the whole segment where DZ talked about how he proposed at the holidays. What's up? No, it's awkward.
You made my baby cry, Tony.
You jerk.
You made my kid cry.
Is Tony the jerk? Yes. In fact, somebody texted in and said, let people live. Tony and Racine's a jerk.
It's very cheesy. I'm sorry. I don't care who you are. Pick another holiday or pick another day. Make it special. Don't take a day that's already special. You know, take the time in and go create the event and create something to make it worth it. Don't use
Tony
and piggyback off of other holidays. I'm sorry.
Tony, sometimes your whole family's there and you want to do it in front of other people. And that's the only time you get them all together.
Well, you create that time and put them all together.
You're this guy. Okay, so Tony says it's totally lazy. And DZ says, forget you, man. I proposed at the holidays. Okay, fair enough. He thinks it's corny, okay. But I don't think so. So, because I can't say that, because now I know DZ's holidays? Story. What?
Well, no, I got a question for Tony.
I'll tell you, when I got proposed to in September in New York City when I got married a million years ago. And so, no, I did not get proposed to during the holidays. Go on, DZ.
Now, does it matter what holiday? Is this Christmas, New Year specific? Does
good
it
question.
Matter if it's on birthdays? Do leap year count?
Oh, my God. DZ, just stop. Just go hold the baby.
I consider your birthday a holiday, first off. So if it's on the birthday, that is more special. But I do consider cheesy.
Wait. You're saying the birthday's not acceptable either?
No. I'm saying the birthday I don't consider a holiday. So, yes, that is acceptable.
Oh, I think you should say them all if you're going to do the holiday thing for sure.
But the birthday is not a holiday.
Okay.
Your birthday is not a holiday. That's the day you celebrate for yourself and with your family. That's great.
You know what?
But don't piggyback off of another holiday. Create another special moment. Take the time. Find out what she likes. And go do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we're going to actually go to callers and let them light you up, Tony. Have a great day. Bye. We're talking about proposing at the holidays. Hot Take Tuesday. Danielle's in Butler. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
All right. The hot take is it lazy to propose at the holidays? Now, we just made it really awkward because DZ shared his amazing proposal story. And then we pulled Tony on to tell him, guess who got engaged at the holidays? So now it's really awkward. So what do you think, Danielle?
Well, I'm a perfect one to be answering to this. I think it's corny. But I don't think DZ was around the holidays because that was like an interview. Mm. Granted, the timing of it was around the holidays, but I would not, that there was no family there. They weren't celebrating Christmas. Mm-hmm. They weren't celebrating Thanksgiving. He took an opportunity to go take Aaron for a nice lunch after an interview when he's all spiffied up. That's not, I mean, I don't consider that around the holidays. Do you know what I mean?
DZ, she's saying, yeah, I get that. Absolutely.
He's got a free pass on that because he did his own individual thing and made it creative and made it special. So he's not in the doghouse. Like, DZ did nothing wrong. But
you were. Go on.
Yeah, Danielle. Yeah. Hold me down, Danielle.
And the first one, I told them, I do not want to be proposed to in public.
Oh my gosh, I said the same thing when I got engaged. I said the same thing, never do it in front of other people. But you have to communicate that to your partner so they know those things.
And he took me to a restaurant, a very fancy restaurant, and he did it, and his cousin was there with her husband, and I'm just like looking at them like
he didn't listen to a word I said. Oh my God, that's the worst.
He did not.
And you were mortified, yeah.
Yep, the second one proposed on Friday the 13th.
What about the third? I'm kidding. There's only two, right?
There better not be a third.
That's a choice, Danielle. Well, okay.
It's
so
a solid choice.
The solid choice. So Danielle actually is not a fan of proposing at the holidays. Okay.
No, it's corny.
Okay. It's corny. Received, you guys. All right. We hear you. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
Hey, you're welcome. Love you guys.
Love you. By the way, there's a big sale at Diamonds Direct this weekend.
Hey, yo, hold
not an ad, but it should be. DiamondsDirect.com. No, seriously. Wepa, everybody's going to propose at the holidays. And I say, do you? If that's your thing, honestly, people are texting in, DZ, and they're saying all kinds of things. Let's see. Angel in Racine texted in and said, son in love proposed to my daughter on Christmas Eve. By the way, when he proposed, he asked for her hand in marriage from the entire family. Aww.
Well, you got to be cute, why don't you?
Aw, Megan in Waukesha said, I agree, super corny, make it its own special day. I think the moral of the story is to each their own. I really think that's where we're at with this. Some people, DZ, want to be on the Jumbotron. Some people want to be in public. Some people want their entire family there. Some people don't. And you have to communicate those things with your partner because surely you're talking about, if you're not even talking about getting engaged and it happens, well, you shouldn't even be getting engaged. That's how I feel. Be on the same page, please, Lord. Know you want a future together, please.
Well, and know what that future looks like because you can't just love somebody. You got to love somebody with intention nowadays, y'all.
Thank you. Oh, DZ, thank you. This is just what we needed. And I'm glad you and Aaron are strong. How many years have you been married?
Too many.
Go take care of your baby, your sick baby.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning. It is officially December 10th, 2024. I cannot believe it. It's unbelievable that we've made it this far. Seriously.
We rolling through it.
We sure are. So, DZ, I have a very special guest on the phone. It's a surprise for everyone. And I'm so excited to talk to her from the Wisconsin State Fair, where I'm one of the cream puff champions. Thank you very much. I'll never let that go. I've got Tess from the Wisconsin State Fair. Good morning, Tess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so excited to be on with you guys and talk about, all things State Fair, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it's crazy because it's the holidays, and I just got done giving away my favorite things for the holidays, and of course in there was a Wisconsin State Fair prize pack because I love the fair. So I'm excited to have you on because people don't realize what I gave away they can also buy. Is that right?
Yes. So we do this sale once a year. It's the lowest price on our admission tickets, all these things. But this year we were like, okay, how do we get these bigger bundles, better? We used to do the Santa Sack and the Elf Pack. We're really looking to shake it up. So we started with a Grand Champion bundle, which, okay, when we were in the meetings doing this, it's almost a $270 value. And I was like, can we get it down to $150?
Yeah!
And the finance peeps agreed, thank goodness. So it's a huge bundle. It's four admission tickets, your cream puffs, your Circuit the Fair VIP tickets, a bargain book. We put a pin in there, our official souvenir pin that you can get. Fin City tickets, parking. We never put parking in these. And I'm like, how are people going to get here and park, people? Let's put parking in them.
Dude.
And then there's two other bundles to a different price point.
Well, the parking is clutch. I'm giving you that, Tess. I mean, love it all, from the tickets to the cream puffs to the Spin City. I mean, there's so much to do. But wait, there's two more bundles too?
Yes. There's also, we did a blue ribbon, which so many people don't know this too. The Grand Champion ribbon is purple. That's actually the top ribbon. So you go Grand Champion bundle, then blue ribbon bundle, and then the red ribbon bundle. So it's a little bit for every price point. We go 50, 75, and then 150. They're all 40% off or more from what you would retail pay. And so many people we are finding in the data are actually buying all these things already. So we're like, let's just bundle.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tess, is that you go buy this stuff anyway right before the fair. So why not buy it ahead of time? And it even makes for a great gift. And you could just even keep it for yourself. But I'm going to let DZ know I like the high price point one, DZ. Thank you. See you at the
we're top tier.
Top tier. I'll see you at the gift exchange, DZ. I'm expecting the top tier of I want the 150. I want the 150 in my life.
Don't ruin my surprise for your present.
Tess, make them pay for it. Make them pay for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. No.
So we're talking to Tess, the public relations manager for the Wisconsin State Fair, who is a friend of ours, a friend of the show. And we're just talking about some of the prize, the packages you can get from the Wisconsin State Fair that make great gifts, including the one I gave away on my favorite things. And it's all so much cheaper now. So wait, how do they buy them? Do they just go to your website? How do they do this, Tess?
So easy, wistatefair.com. And if you're just in the mood to just get your tickets secure so that you don't have to worry about it come summertime when we're all crazy running around from festival to festival and all the amazing things in Milwaukee, get this done now. They'll stay in your email. It's super simple. And tickets are $13 right now. I mean, we're not talking crazy prices on tickets. And our admission is going to be $20 at the gate, which is still super value-packed and affordable. But why not get it for $7 off a ticket right now?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tess, we love the fair. And of course, once again, I'd like to remind everyone, my trophies are still on the wall. I'm the cream puff champion. Don't forget
you
it, everybody.
You keep rubbing that in.
I know, because I can't stop. I keep them in here and I stare at them every day. It's like my varsity letter jacket, man.
Tess, I need another chance this year. I want redemption.
Tess, we need DZ to win.
I think that's what I'm hearing, is that 2025 might be your year, DZ.
Yes!
That's right.
And
I'm training now.
You guys, I was the champion. Hold on, I'm looking at my trophies. You guys are going to die. Listen to this. I was the champion in 2005 and 2006, which means it's my 20-year anniversary. Woo!
Wait, we have to do something with that.
We have
that
to.
That is going to happen.
You have to bring it in for my 20-year anniversary, DZ, of winning the Wisconsin State Fair Cream Puff Contest.
Okay, you know what? Let's do it. What's up?
Pressure is on.
It's on. Hell, I might join. Just for old time's sake.
Don't have me sabotaging the competition to make sure I win.
Right? DZ and I will be up to no good. So, well, Tess, we love the Wisconsin State Fair, and we appreciate you calling in today. Remind them one more time where they can get those tickets on sale.
Yes, wistatefair.com. We love you guys back.
Love you, too. 40% off. What?